Good morning. The Chrysoprolla carnea group of green lacewings comprise 15 or perhaps even more morphologically cryptic species. Many of these species have originally been identified based on the species-specific mating signals that they produce. Both sexes produce and exchange these mating signals in a courtship duet prior to copulation. The five species shown here are my focal species for my dissertation research. They are commonly found and encountered across Western Europe and are part of the Eurasian clade. The Eurasian clade, the relationships within the Eurasian clade are yet unresolved despite several independent attempts. This seems to be good evidence that clearly within this clade, the mating signals are evolving at a faster pace compared to the morphology and DNA. My research revolves around the hypothesis that initially small changes in song or preference that could have occurred between different populations would have been very quickly amplified, because in these species not only do the females choose who they wish to mate with, but also males. So under this scenario where you are looking at the effect of sexual selection on speciation, you would expect to see certain features in the contemporary descendant species, and these include songs which are produced through common underlying genetic systems, assortative mating based on song characters, in other words, you would expect song and preference to be correlated, and then finally you would want to see some sort of variation in song characters for selection to act upon. So my experimental approach was to do a hybridization experiment. These sorts of experiments are useful in that they allow you to estimate the underlying genetic architecture of your character of interest, and they also allow you to look at character homology, and this was what of great interest to me. Similar studies have been done in North American Chrysoprolla species, as well as in Chrysippus grasshoppers and Laupala crickets. So the hypotheses that I wish to test in this experiment were, if song and preference are determined by the same underlying genetic system, number one, I wanted to see whether the inheritance patterns of song characters would be predictable. In other words, would hybrids have intermediate songs? And then number two, if song and preference should be inherited in a correlated manner. So I wanted to see if hybrids would prefer hybrid songs. So the focal species that I hybridized were Chrysoprolla carnea and Chrysoprolla agilis. As you can see, they actually have quite different signals, and what the smaller arrows indicate on this diagram are where the member of the opposite sex would come in with their own song that would be identical to the songs that are shown here. So Chrysoprolla carnea and agilis are a very interesting pair because they seem to be ecologically very, very similar. Carnea has a more northern distribution, agilis has a more southern distribution, but their ranges overlap quite widely across southern France, northern Italy, and parts of southern Switzerland. This is one field where we were able to collect both species on the same day. So for the hybridization methods, for the first round, I produced parental control and F1 hybrid crosses, and I was able to test a total of 146 individuals. So I mated agilis to agilis, and then the two reciprocal F1 crosses, which were agilis to carnea and carnea to agilis, and then finally carnea to carnea. For the second round of hybridization, I was able to produce BRAC crosses from both agilis back crosses and carnea back crosses, and all four combinations of these particular back crosses were produced. So I was able to test a total of 86 different individuals. For all of these tests, I tested both males and females because, again, as that initial hypothesis I mentioned to you, I always assumed that both males and females are selective agents. So for the playback methods, each individual was given randomly ordered series of playback songs, and each type of song was repeated 8 different times. So for control and F1 hybrid lacewings, they were given control and F1 hybrid signals. For back cross lacewings, they were given back cross control, so this was the parental control, and then the F1 hybrid signals. And the dependent variable that I was measuring was the number of times a lacewing responded to each type of signal. And so I was basically looking at the proportion of positive responses. All proportions were transformed in two ways. That is pretty standard for when you are looking at to compare proportional numbers. And so the first one is log x plus 1 transformation. The second was arcsine square root transformation. And all of these proportions were then subsequently compared using a mixed effects linear model with individual as a random effect. And this is essentially, it's very similar to using a repeated measures ANOVA. And then I also compared everything using a non-parametric Friedman ANOVA. All individuals that were tested were recorded at the same time, and all those recordings were measured for three different song characters. Because we were interested in trying to homologize the song characters that both species had, we were looking at the number of initially slower frequency modulated volleys. These were called volley type 1 for convenience sake. So each song was considered to have volley type 1 and volley type 2 compared to the initial slower frequency modulated volley type 1s. The volley type 2s were rapidly repeated volleys that followed volley type 1s. And so for the three characters that we were measuring, we were looking at the number of volley type 1, the mean length of volley type 1, and the mean length of volley type 2. And all of these song characters were combined and compared in a principal components analysis. So to give you an example of what volley type 1 and 2 might look like in sonograms and oscillograms, this is a particular species where you have initially very long volley type 1. This is where the boundary between volley type 1 and volley type 2 would be. And it has volley type 2s that are actually too fast for them to be resolved in our sonogram and oscillogram. This individual has volley type 1s and volley type 2s, except that they're very hard to differentiate between. So volley type 1 and volley type 2, when you look at the whole range that is produced from both the parents, all the parents, the hybrids, and the back crosses, volley type 1 tends to have higher amplitude, so they tend to be more emphasized in a sense, and volley type 2 will be more repeated and they are more similar to each other. So in this case, we considered the boundary to be somewhere in between, somewhere where the amplitude would decrease significantly and would be held steady for the rest of the signal. For these two down here, you can clearly see that this one has two volley type 1s and then maybe a couple of volley type 2s. And this on your lower right-hand side has three volley type 1s and then a series of volley type 2s. And this seemed to make sense for character homology. So our results indicated that hybrid lacewings preferred hybrid signals and control lacewings preferred control signals. Backcross lacewings had a slight preference for backcross signals, and if you look at all of these in more detail, all of these figures are produced the same way. So if you look at the bottom of the x-axis, the three different playback signals that these lacewings were given are listed here. So they were given Agelous songs, Carnia songs, and F1 songs. And then your y-axis is the proportion of positive responses. We did transform all the proportions using the transformations that I mentioned before, but in terms of easier interpretation, all the figures are made using the raw proportions. So Agelous individuals clearly preferred Agelous songs. Carnia individuals clearly preferred Carnia songs. F1 hybrids tended to prefer their own F1 songs, but they also responded equally well to Agelous songs, and this difference between the F1 responses and the Agelous responses were not significantly different. When we looked at all backcross individuals pulled together, the backcross individuals preferably did respond to backcross signals, but they also responded equally well to the control signals. And this difference was mainly due to Agelous backcrosses. So Agelous backcrosses were given Agelous control songs, F1 control songs, and Agelous backcross songs, and they did have a significantly different preference for backcross songs, which were most preferred, then control songs, then F1 songs. But Carnia backcrosses did not have a clear preference, and this may be because the song characters that we measured indicated that these three different types of signals were not very different. when we look at the individual sound characters, the number of volley types, volley type one range from a single volley and agilis, and it goes up quite a bit to around 10, up to 10 in carnia. And the length of volley type one was shorter in carnia, as you can see here, and then there's a nice transition going all the way up to slightly longer in agilis, back crosses, and agilis. The length of volley type two was again unresolved in agilis and agilis back crosses, and then longest in F1 hybrids. And I do have a couple of examples of all of these different songs, but I think our sound system is probably not gonna work out for me today. So when we look at the principal components analysis, all the F1 signals do fall out somewhere in between, and PC1 and PC2 are actually mainly explained by the length of volley type 1 and volley type 2. And when you add in the back crosses, they do come out somewhere in between their parental and hybrids. And so all the crosses are the back crosses. So my conclusions are that it's very likely that song and preference are correlated and share the same underlying genetic system. And the observed variation in hybrid and back cross songs and preference seem to indicate that the genetic architecture is relatively simple, but not so simple that you would be only seeing one or two different genes that were controlling everything. So these conclusions are actually comparable to what has been found in North American species. So in conclusion, hybridization is actually quite messy, but it allows us to look at different characters of interest, and I think it can be very informative. And I'd like to acknowledge these following funding sources and people that have helped me in my research. Thank you. So the male and female songs were the same, and the positive responses, so because the individuals have to duet in order to go to copulation, a positive response was when the test individual would respond back to your playback signal. So they would try to duet with you or the computer.